Pilots who want to fly the F-16 fighter jet must come here to the desert near Tucson, Arizona. One of the instructors is Lieutenant Colonel Mike High.
Our mission is to train students from all over the world, whoever flies F-16s and whoever wants the training, to train them how to fly the F-16.
The 162nd Fighter Wing of the Air National Guard hosts the U.S. military's program to train pilots from allied nations. Before they arrive, they have to master one skill, speaking English. This is critical, says Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Will Johnson.
It's the languages, and every country comes in, and they understand the English, but sometimes they don't understand our gang signs or our slang, and so that is confusing. But once they figure us out and we figure them out, we solve the problem.
It's about more than just the language. The F-16 training program also involves learning the American approach to flying the $30 million aircraft. Lessons start with a lot of classroom time.
Today we're going to be working over this valley right here, right? And it's about 3,000 feet, over 3,000 to 4,000 feet.
The American training emphasizes more independent thinking during a mission. Pilot Ross Stepaniuk of the Polish Air Force must learn a different leadership style.
Most of us need to get accustomed to the procedures here, the way of doing things that we're used to in our Air Force. They're totally different here. It's a huge transition for pilots from our system of flying to where, first of all, there's a lot of traffic in the air. Second, you fly a lot. And finally, you have to meet very, very high expectations.
It will take Stepaniuk and the rest of the Polish Air Force several years to completely make the transition from the Russian MiG to the F-16. Lieutenant Colonel Mike High.
See, I would say there is a very big difference between what he's been doing and what he's learning how to do now, which means that it's more of a challenge than it may appear to be to the casual observer. The F-16 is much, much more advanced than the MiG, much more advanced. It's 21st century technology, whereas the MiG was 1950s technology, really. I mean, it's been upgraded, but it's a very, very old aircraft.
The F-16 was first built in 1976. The planes are now assembled under a consortium deal managed by NATO. Parts come from several nations. Once a purchase contract is signed with the U.S. military, the preparation process begins as ground crews and officers learn how to care for the jets. And of course, the pilots need to learn how to fly the planes, which can reach speeds of Mach 2, 2,400 kilometers per hour. Ross Stepaniuk is one of the first seven Polish pilots to graduate from the program after nearly 2 years of hard work. But his training is not complete. Stepaniuk must remain in Tucson to earn his wings as an instructor pilot for the Polish Air Force.
It's a wonderful aircraft. It feels very good. Maybe it's too good. But it's still difficult because the more experience you have, the higher the expectations go. You have to know more and more about this plane we all fly. So you have to have tremendous experience in so many areas.
Pilots from Singapore, Sweden, and the United Arab Emirates are also being trained in Tucson. And the next F-16 training program is in the works for Pakistan. Priscilla Huff for VOA News, Tucson, Arizona.